There are two observables that are of interest right at the moment. One is the code that we've talked about that is modulated onto the carrier. That is an observable. These are known as the pseudo-range codes. Well, there's another type of observable, too, and that's the carrier itself. Without consideration of the codes, of course, L1 and L2 can be called an observable. Each one can be an observable. And also the codes, the P code and the CA code, those are also observables. Now, in the upper part of this slide, you see the pseudo-range codes indicated by square waves. And in the lower part, you see the carrier, which is just a constant sine wave, not modulated, just a constant wave. And both of these are observables. The pseudo-range in many GPS receivers is used as the preliminary step to the final position done by the carrier phase measurement. And this is something that is, I think, important to understand. Most GPS receivers use the pseudo-range code, that indicated by these square waves, as sort of the front door, the way to begin the determination of a position. And then frequently they switch to the carrier to refine that position and become much more accurate than is available from the code phase or the pseudo-range code position.